Today's episode of The Wretched Hive is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/hive. That's H-I-V-E. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Welcome to The Wretched Hive Podcast.
Mini-me version.
Short for Stormtrooper.
I shall call him Mini-me.
All right. It's our first mini-cast. We've got a small crowd here of Hivians. We've got lifelong Star Wars fan, Scotty Vansky.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here on this mini-Hive cast, whatever we're calling it.
Yeah, maybe Mini-Me Cast.
Mini-Me Cast, that's right. I'm forgetting already, but that's all good.
That's okay. It's one of the greatest movies ever made. Austin Powers, of course.
It is.
It's up there with Gone with the Wind and, I don't know. Insert classic movie here. Anyway, we are here tonight. We wanted to talk about Force Friday.
Yes.
So Force Friday was last Friday, the day we released the show. We really didn't get to share about our experiences with Force Friday and previous Midnight Madness experiences. And so we just wanted to get on really quick, have a little mini show about Force Friday. So I know you mentioned that you've been to several over the years, the Midnight Madness thing.
Yes, that is correct. I have been collecting for many, many years since I was a young, young child. And when the prequel started coming out, they had made mention of doing a Midnight Madness sale, I think, for episode one, and I lined up at a Toys R Us. I believe it was in Orange County somewhere. I don't remember exactly. In fact, that Toys R Us might be gone now, but it was insane. It was an experience much like the Black Friday sales here in the States, and just crazy fans running in costumes, tearing up the aisles, grabbing everything they can get their hands on, looking for that prize Darth Maul.
So how many people were that at the let's see, the craziest one you remember, how many were there, how was the crowd?
I think the episode one midnight sale was the craziest one. It was early April. I'm gonna say it was around April 3rd or 4th. I'm gonna have to double check those dates. Man, I wish Dave was here with Mr. Encyclopedia to correct me on some of that. But yeah, it was nuts. There was a line out the door, wrapped around the parking lot. It was insane. Good couple hundred people were there.
At that point, Star Wars was at like a fever pitch, right? There hadn't been a movie in 16 years. Episode one was around the corner. Yes. The Lucasfilm marketing machine was in full gear. And those events were... if you're a Star Wars fan, you didn't miss those.
Well, it was actually crazy at that time, Steve, because we both live here in the L.A. area.
Right.
So the trailer was released early or late in the fall.
Go Dodgers, by the way. Go Dodgers. Sorry.
Yes. But that trailer for episode one was released in front of The Waterboy and I think a couple other films as well.
Meet Joe Black.
Meet Joe Black. That is correct. And that really got a lot of people excited. I mean, even by this point, we hadn't realized what kind of a messed up movie it was. So the fever pitch was insane. The trailers still made it look fascinating, intriguing. And then here comes the toy sales were announced that they were going to be released about a month and a half before the release of the film. So you're going to see possible spoilers in some of the toys. Yeah.
Was it that close to the movie that the toys were released?
That's right.
6 weeks? Wow.
It was about 6-7 weeks before the movie was released.
And say what you want about episode one, and we've debated this on the show.
Oh, sure.
That trailer for episode one is phenomenal.
Oh, I still watch it to this day and still
awesome.
Get goosebumps. I do. I really do. It's an intense trailer. Fantastic job. Lucasfilm and the crew that was working at the time knew how to put together trailers. They were the marketing madness teams. But... So you get this toy thing coming up and you're just, I mean, If you looked at the first wave of Episode One toys, you're talking like the Hasbro, the Kenner, or Hasbro Kenner, I think at the time. Was Hasbro, man, I'm going to have to go back on this one.
Ooh.
Maybe Hasbro did buy out Kenner by this point.
Was it Hasbro in 99? It wasn't Kenner?
Kenner at one point merged with Hasbro, and then eventually Hasbro completely swallowed them up.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact time frame, so I'm just going to go with Hasbro on it.
And the big toy that first year, or the big figure, was, of course, Darth Maul.
The first Darth Maul, yes.
Everybody wanted the Darth Maul.
Yeah.
All right. So fast forward a couple of years. So then, you know, we're to Episode 2 and 3. Now, mm-hmm. Midnight Madness for those in celebration of those releases also took place.
Also pretty crazy. I don't remember Episode 3 as much as Episode 2. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of people in line. It was great. It was just a fun experience. Fans, like, the conventions were dressed up. You had lightsaber battles going on in the parking lot. And then what really felt like an extended party was, if you went to the Midnight Madness sale, you saw all the initial releases. And Episode 2 actually had something so great. They did something similar to the early action figures of the 70s and 80s, where they did kind of like bonus figures. Four action figures were released prior to the Midnight Madness sale. So you got...
Were those mail away?
No, they were actually put on different card stock.
Okay.
And sold with the previous line of toys. So you could get them in any store, but they were special preview toys. There was one type of droid. I can't remember its name, but it was yellow and white. It looked like an R2 unit. It had Jango Fett, Zam Wessel, and one of the clone troopers. And it was amazing. That alone was just marketing genius. It hyped people up. You got some of the coolest looking action figures. Granted, they were pretty much statues. They didn't have a lot of articulation back then. Mm-hmm. But it was an amazing time to be a fan and a collector of these films and the merchandise that was coming along with it. Fun
got
times.
It. Got it.
Fun times.
So then we go into a little bit of dark times, right? So that would have been... Let's see, Episode 3 was 2005, right?
That's correct.
And the Clone Wars, I think, the Clone Wars debuted, I want to say that was, what was it, maybe 08 or 09? Because it ran for 6 seasons.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
So I went to, and we didn't talk about this before, but I went to the Midnight Madness in celebration of the Clone Wars.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I went to the Toys R Us in near Cerritos Mall.
Okay.
Here in Southern California. That's still there. And what I remember from that was the displays. This huge, it must have been 4 or 5 feet tall, clone trooper mask just like glaring down at you as you walked in the door. Really, really cool. And I'm kind of a geek with those displays.
Yeah.
Like with The Force Awakens just last year, there was a huge Millennium Falcon at Target that the cardboard's hanging from the ceiling that I wanted. But, and that was a lot of fun. There was a lot of people there dressed up, kids in Jedi robes with lightsabers. Lots of people, probably a couple hundred people waiting, for it to open. So lots of energy, lots of fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So then we fast forward to last year with The Force Awakens. Now, I've got teenage kids now. And I know yours is right there, too.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. And so last year, my whole family was geeked. We hadn't had a Star Wars film for 13 years. The Force Awakens trailers were just like, it was like must-see viewing in my house. We would all stop what we're doing and watch the trailer together and break down every scene. It was like just the energy and excitement around that movie was really great. And so for Midnight Madness, we were equally geeked. And we went to Target, actually not at midnight. It was like the day later, in the evening of the first day. And everybody picked something out. There was, again, a line of people all hovering around the Star Wars stuff. It was in 3 or 4 different sections of the store. Lots of excitement and lots of good stuff. There was good merchandise. There was like several different T-shirts, and they were all pretty cool. Mugs, glasses, in addition to all the toys and the Legos and the new lightsabers that was coming out. That had come out. Kylo Ren saber. Remember we bought one of those?
The controversial lightsaber, yes.
Controversial?
Oh, man. Do you not remember how much controversy that saber, the first time it was shown in the trailer? That was debated.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, so you're talking Midnight Madness. Eventually, you said fast forward to this moment, became Force Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they started calling it Force Friday.
Yep.
Last year, and so naturally, my family again was pretty geeked about Force Friday this year. We got Rogue One coming out. The trailers look awesome. We've been doing the same thing with the trailers, breaking down every scene, watching the panels at Celebration Europe. I mean, my family's geeked for it. And so my wife and daughter sat this one out, but I took the boys to Target on Friday night. And I got to say, disappointing.
Yeah.
It was a bummer.
But I'm gonna interject before you go into your story. I just want to say I actually sat out Force Friday from last year, and unfortunately I was traveling for this Force Friday. But I'm curious to hear what you have to say about this. Why was it disappointing?
Yeah, we walked in this. First of all, there was nobody looking at the Star Wars toys. You know that's the one thing about Star Wars that's cool is it brings fans together.
It really,
and we all have the shared experience around it. You know.
Oh yeah.
Nobody was paying any attention to the Star Wars stuff. It was like, just another day, another big Star Wars rack in the front of the store, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It was just kind of weird. Maybe there's an oversaturation now. I don't know.
I got to jump in. I'll tell you, I wholeheartedly believe what you're saying right now, Steve, because I'll look back, and you know my thoughts and feelings on Episode One and certainly the prequels. But I still cherish those toys. I got a kick out of being there to pick up those toys. I still go into the – I have a garage filled with this stuff.
I've seen your garage.
It's terrifying sometimes. It's going to avalanche out the front door. And anyway.
But what's cool about it really quick is that if you look in as a Star Wars fan and you'll see like in between boxes of like stuff that you're not sure what it is, there's like the front of a Naboo fighter sticking out. You know, like, I know what that is. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
The Falcon's over here, you know.
Falcon and the Royal Starship, the Naboo Royal Starship, I believe is Queen Amidala's ship.
Yeah, I know you have the big 3 or 4 foot long one that you took to work, you told me.
So amazing.
That's awesome.
So amazing. I love that thing. It doubles as a playset too. Still fascinating. This is when Hasbro was still utilizing the Kenner model of let's make toys be toys. You know, they still look like the component, the ships or the action figures from the movies, but let's build them into these massive play sets that it's not just a ship. You can pull the thing apart, transform it, and you actually have this Naboo play set built into the ship. It's so great.
Wow,
such
that's
a great
cool.
Concept. Anyway, so my little feeling on that is I look back at those Episode One toys, as much as I don't like Episode One, there are certainly things I do like about it. The toys are fantastic. I look back and, man, there's something about, you know, picking up some of those figures and just like, I have some weird, odd figures from that era, and they weren't the greatest molds. They weren't the greatest in articulation, but man, that first Darth Maul and some of the rare pit droids and some of the pod race characters, man, they're fantastic and fun. And I had such a blast playing with my son for so many years with those.
Yeah.
We would run around the house with the spaceships. I'd have X-Wings chasing Naboo fighters. Good stuff, man. Just really good stuff. So,
sorry, I had to step away for a second. Yeah, no doubt. Those, and it starts to beg the question for me, like, is it because we hadn't had Star Wars in a while that we were super excited for the first Midnight Madness or Force Friday? Is it become old hat now? Are we seeing the fact that you're seeing Star Wars t-shirts in the dairy section at the local Ralph's, which is true. There's a rack of Star Wars t-shirts next to the milk in Ralph's. And I'm going like, you know, you just can't get away from it. I'm not complaining. I love it, but yeah. I think there's this oversaturation now. But anyway, so let me finish really quick. So
yes. We're
in Target. There's not a lot of good stuff. The stuff is either like t-shirts that aren't great, Star Wars pillows, or like expensive drones, right? Like there's this one really cool drone that we saw. It was like over $100, $120 or $30.
Yeah.
And it's the Death Star is a drone. And then there's a ship that goes with it. That's also a drone. It's like a 2-pack. So it's really neat, but you know, it's going to, you're going to set you back a few bills. So you know, we, We skip that section. We go back to the toy section. So when I walk up, there's one of the there's a big cardboard display like Target is wont to do, with the big AT-ACT, the new walker.
That's awesome.
Super cool. I like jumped a little bit when I saw it. I'm like, oh, kids, there's the section, you know. We run over there. Again, expensive drones or plastic lightsabers, and just not a lot in between. It was kind of lame.
Yeah.
So sounds
most likely like it got picked over, or you were there at the time of release, right? Is that?
It's well, we were there the Friday night of Force Friday.
Okay.
So it'd been pretty well picked over. There was a couple Black Series figures. I don't collect the Black Series, and we're going to get into figures some other time.
Yes.
That's why I know we could talk about that for a while, but there just wasn't a lot of great, big, expensive Lego sets. So we left without getting anything, and I got to say I was a little disappointed. But the postscript is I went there the next day, went to Target, same store, to pick something else up. I was by myself this time, so I took a little extra time, and I found on the bottom shelf the Millennium Falcon drone from last year on sale, and there was a $25 coupon that you could text and get. So I pulled the trigger on the Falcon drone from last year.
Is that what's flying behind you right now?
That's what I flew to work. It's really big. No, it's a really cool toy. It's really fun. It's got LED lights that light up and you know, sound effects and everything, and it works pretty. It's pretty responsive on the remote. So, I remember wanting it last year pretty bad, but I just couldn't pull the trigger. Yeah. This year I did it.
But so overall disappointing, but you did get a pretty good deal on a previous year toy. So.
Yeah. Yep. So I had to wait a year for it.
Yeah.
But I did get a very cool toy on sale, and I know a lot of the guys on the cast have said they're not paying full price for games.
Yeah.
Greg has talked about that at length. And they're not paying full price for the toys anymore like we used to.
It's tough. I'm much more picky about those things, especially the games. They can be quite expensive. Although I will say I am enjoying the unbelievable hell out of Battlefront right now. Speaking of which, and I'm not going to sidetrack this too much, but we need to get together because the new Death Star pack is freaking believable, Steve.
I got to come over and check that. I am not a subscriber, although I have the game, so I haven't downloaded any of the new levels.
I can't even tell you how awesomely cool it is. It is. You will lose your shit.
And you're flying. You're able to fly like a ship around. Into the trench and stuff, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
All right.
I can't even. It's so great. But, you know.
How late are you going to be up?
I'm not going to sleep, man. I'm going to be playing it all night. It's fun. But, you know, on the collecting front, it's interesting to see where the public's sensibility or mindset is on these events. It is kind of sad to see not the enthusiasm I've seen in previous Midnight Madness sales, and now the Force Friday, even though I didn't participate in this one, I was kind of bummed. I really wanted to go. But it almost seems like, I don't know, that the attention span for the type of collecting that's out there is not there as much. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just a false way of perceiving it. But just what I gather, you know, I mean, Rogue One, I'm pretty hyped up about this thing, man. I want to see what the action figures look like. I want to see what the marketing merchandise is going to be all about. I am seriously hyped up for this movie.
I'm with you, man. I am pumped for it. The trailers look spot on. I mean, it just feels and looks like Star Wars, and the story from what we know seems really awesome. The cast looks phenomenal. There's some really cool cast figures out, pictures out today, photos. Oh, I got to put on our Facebook page for. Coincide with the release of this mini cast, but there's some really cool shots out there, and hopefully we're going to continue to get more as we get closer to the release of Rogue One, December 16th. Yeah.
And I also want to kind of self promote here. Hopefully on the next podcast, the full podcast, we might be talking about a possible new trailer that's coming out in front of a new Disney film. Ooh. I've read about. So I will do some research, and we'll have that ready, hopefully, to go for the next podcast.
Nice. All right. So our final thoughts, then, on Force Friday. Listen, we want this to continue, I think.
Yes.
If you're listening, Hasbro and Disney and Lucasfilm, we love these events. We want them to be special, and we want them to do whatever you can to get fans pumped up about this, and we will help in any way we can.
Absolutely, and I'm going to throw a little 2 cents in there myself. Look, I know there's been a weird feeling in the collector market as well as the Hasbro side of things since Episode 1. There was certainly an oversaturation of the market of Episode 1 toys. Don't get me wrong. You can fall over anywhere in your city or town, and you'll probably find an Episode 1 toy laying on the side of the road. But don't let that freak you out, Hasbro. If you're listening, probably not, but that's okay. Just have fun with it. You know, put the toys out there, and the parents are going to bring the kids. I guarantee you. I do. My kid's 14, and he's kicking and screaming now. Why are you still doing this, Dad? But I'm like, look, it's fun. It's just fun. I still enjoy it. So just make the stuff, and the people will come.
And don't sell yourself short, man. You know, this is being piped right now live through the Hasbro offices. This is must listen for them, man.
You have connections, brother.
Hey, this has been fun, Scott. We'll do it again. This is our first mini cast, mini me cast, and we will absolutely do it again. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I'll be over in a few minutes to play some Death Star.
That's awesome.